And the pitch, and he swings on it and fouls it straight back into the net. And it's no balls and two strikes. Pagano's bounced around a little bit over his career. He was with the Mariners when he debuted in 17, Oakland in 18, the Rays in 19. 0-2 pitch to Santana, and he pokes that one foul and stays alive at 0-2. Then a couple of years with the Padres in 20 and 21. And in his second year with these Minnesota Twins. Pagan's 0-2 pitch, and Santana, liner out to center. Coming in is Michael A. Taylor. He's got to let it drop in front of him. Taylor didn't get a great read off the bat. It was hit right at him, and those are the toughest plays to read when it's hit on a line right at you as a center fielder. So he had to hesitate for a moment, and that cost him the chance to try and make what would have been a very good catch. And so the Brewers have their leadoff man aboard here against Pagan in the sixth. And it's one of those days where with the way the ball is flying out of here, you just try to get a guy or two on and run into one. And a good guy to do that is at the plate right now in Willy Adames. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. And that's exactly what Daniel Canapa from Waterford is hoping for, because that's good news for him if the Brewers could leave the yard here in this bottom of the sixth. Pagan's 0-1 pitch is down and away with a cut fastball, and it's 1-1. Well, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $16.95. Win, lose, home, away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. 1-1 on Adames, who's 0-2 this afternoon. Pagan's pitch swung on and fouled off of the gear of Jeffers. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
6-3 Twins, bottom of the sixth. Santana with his lead from first. And a 1-2 to Adames is a high fly ball deep center field. Michael A. Taylor back. With his second home run of the series and his 21st of the year. A 2-run shot and the Brewers within a run. It's 6-5 Minnesota. mph fastball right down the middle. And Willy Adames set it off the batter's eye in center field. Canapa from Waterford, $150 coming your way. Let's make it $250 with another one here in the sixth. As Mark Canna comes to the plate. And the pitch, and a swing and a miss at a fastball at 97. It's 0-1. Still nobody out in the inning. Brewers run into their second home run of this game. Contreras had the other one. A one. Is on the outside edge for a strike, and it's nothing in two. $100, of course, headed to the Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin for that home run, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Canna takes way onside of the fastball at 98, and it's 1-2. Canna's been hit by a pitch and grounded out today. 1-2 pitch. High fly ball into shallow right center field. Tracking it is Kepler, the right fielder. He's there to make the catch, and there's one away. Boy, Willy Adames heating up is not a small development, Josh. Regardless of what happens the rest of the way today, getting this bat in the place that it's been for the last week could be the difference for this team in the month of September and hopefully in October as well.
You wouldn't have believed it, Lane, the way the series in Los Angeles ended. Had that rough game Thursday night, and then all of a sudden flipped a switch.
Here's Monasterio, takes a strike, it's 0-1.
I mean, he's hit 3 homers since we got to Texas on Friday. boy, does that make a difference, as you say, in the middle of that lineup.
It just changes this offense so much when Adames is hot. 0-1 is fouled out of play into the third deck above the Brewers' dugout, and it's 0-2 on Monasterio. He has one hit today. It's that two-run home run. He had one hit yesterday. It was the two-run home run. But if you go back and look at some of those outings in Texas, Friday and Saturday specifically, 0-2 pitch to Monasterio, and this one's hit in the air but fouling out of play, first base side. And it'll stay at 0-2 on Andrew. He has 19 multi-hit games this season, does Willy Adames. The Brewers are 15-4 when he collects two hits or more. Now, yeah, your odds of winning are going to go up when you have a guy that has two hits in a game, regardless of who he is. Pagan's 0-2 pitch is high, and it's one ball and two strikes on Monasterio. But the fact that it's that drastic, 15-4, and I'm not talking about two home runs or extra base hits, just two hits or more, it just tells you the importance that he has to this lineup. 1-2 pitch. Monasterio chops it foul at the plate and stays alive. And you're starting to get more of those multi-hit outings. And even if he's not getting a multi-hit outing, he is doing damage with the swings that he's putting in play. And it is a big-time deal for this team. This was their MVP a season ago in Willy Adames. 1-2 pitch to Monasterio, and he took high. It's two balls and two strikes. Still just one out in the inning and nobody on here. Bottom of the sixth. It's a 6-5 Twins lead. Brewers just getting a two-run shot from Willy Adames to pull within a run. 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss from Monasterio on a cutter down and away. And Monasterio is the second out of the inning, and now here's Bryce Terang. There is a lefty up in that Twins bullpen. That's Caleb Fielbar, who was up last night as well. But it looks like Rocco Baldelli is going to stick with Pagan here with nobody on. 38,164 your attendance here today. What a crowd on a Wednesday afternoon here at American Family Field. Pagan's pitch, and Terang lines one towards left, coming in and making the catch near the shoe tops is Luplo. Good contact from Terang, but hit it right at Luplo, and the inning is over. Two across for the crew here in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh. It is a 6-5 Twins lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save your crew's Sunday plans for Brewers baseball with the Sunday Funday Bundle, including four tickets, four junior hot dogs and sodas, and a parking pass for just $59. Get your bundle now at brewers.com/funday. fun day. Abner Uribe takes over on the mound for the Brewers. As we go to the top of the seventh inning, Willie Adames putting a jolt into this crowd and getting the Brewers within a run. It is 6-5 Minnesota. And back in with the play-by-play, here is Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Wayne Grindle.
Yeah, we're going by full names today, apparently.
Very formal.
Yeah.
Well, with the way the ball's been flying, no surprise there have been 5 home runs for the first 6 innings. Corbin Burns gave up 3 of them. He is done after 99 pitches, gave up 6 runs, all earned on 8 hits. Struck out 5. And Burns is on the hook for the loss, but it's a 1-run game. And Michael A. Taylor, who had one of those homers, is going to lead off against the flame-throwing Abner Uribe. Coming into his 17th Major League appearance is Abner, and Taylor is in the box. Right-hander kicks and deals, and he pumps in strike one, 100 miles an hour with sink.
It's not normal, but we act like it is sometimes, right?
Good luck. The 1 pitch. He bunts up the third baseline. Tough play. Monasterio. Barehanded pick and throw on the run, and he got him at first. Oh, what a play. That was Andrew Monasterio at his best. Do or die. Charging in on the bunt by Taylor, and he picked it with the throwing hand and made a perfect toss. That was the only chance he had. 1 out for Uribe in the 7th. Earlier this season, we saw Brian Anderson make that pretty much same play, the barehanded pick and throw on the run. Saw him do it a lot. And now Monasterio taking over the hot corner. 1 out for Uribe, who gets a knee-high strike to Edward Julian.
If he gets that strike call there at 102 at about the shins, good luck. I mean, that pitch was low, and that's been a strike today.
0-1. Strike 2 call. That one was apparently a little low on a slider, but it's nothing in 2. You know what else made me smile when Abner entered into the game? The fact that he's got long sleeves on. I like it. 0-2. Off the plate away. 103 miles an hour.
What a pitch. I mean, that was a tough take for Julian right there. That was not a miss by much.
Man. Here it comes, 1-2. Bounced in that time. He went to the slider, and Julian, he took it. He's a left-handed batter. Lane, that might have been the 103-mile-an-hour miss. That might have been the fastest pitch ever thrown by a Milwaukee Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Got to check. I think 103 was the record. Abner is 2-2. Struck him out, a slider, and a knee-buckling one at that to get Edward Julian. He was frozen. That seemed a bit unfair. 2 out here in the 7th.
I know I said this earlier this week, but it makes you chuckle that he's considered the Brewers' 11th best prospect by MLB Pipeline. I know he's a reliever, but come on. Look at this stuff. That should get you excited about the other 10.
Donovan Solano with 2 out. Swings and misses. Another good slider. Down and away. Coming in 1. 2 outs and the base is empty. 6-5 Twins. Solano 1-for-3 against Corbin Burns. I think Abner, he likes this heat. 0-1. Bringing the heat. Fouled off. Into the dirt. And off the lower body, nothing in 2. Hey, dear driver, Toyota's lineup is hitting it out of the park with all-stars like RAV4, Camry, and Tundra. Reserve yours now. Visit Toyota.com for more information. Your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. You got to feel comfortable in the very hot weather when you come into a game and it's about 100 degrees out and you're wearing long sleeves. And he is letting it rip here in this 7th inning. He is Uribe. 0-2 on Solano, who is back in the box. Uribe set at the belt. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. Blew him away. He took something off it. It was 102 miles an hour. And that was as impressive of an inning as you'll see. 1-2-3 with a pair of ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster and meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Seventh inning stretch at American Family Field. Brewers chasing a run 6-5 on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Six-five Twins, bottom of the seventh, and left-hander Caleb Thielbar is the new pitcher for Minnesota. Seventh inning stretch, 38,000-plus getting stretched out on this hot afternoon. It's presented by Island Resort and Casino. Experience that Grand Slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Caleb Thielbar having a nice season. He was on the injured list for almost 2 months in June and July. But in 20 outings, he's 2-1 with a 2.04 earned run average. When healthy, he's been very good. And Victor Caratini greets him. Takes a little up and away, ball one. Caratini a switch hitter, so he turns around to bat right-handed for the first time today. Went 0 for 2 against Maeda. 1-0 pitch. Inside, it's 2-0. Emilio Pagan gave up the two-run home run to Adames last inning. That was his one inning of work. Maeda went the first five, and he's in line for the win should the Twins be able to hold this. Timeout called immediately as Ryan Jeffers, the catcher, goes to visit with Caleb Thielbar, who has now been a member of the Twins bullpen for 7 seasons. 36-year-old veteran. He was originally drafted by the Brewers all the way back in 2009 with Thielbar. Ready to go 2-0. The pitch to Caratini. Swings and pops it up. Shallow into center. It's a play from Michael A. Taylor, drifting a few steps to his left. And he's there to make the catch. There's the first out for Thielbar. Tyrone Taylor and then Christian Yelich due up in the home seventh inning. Cubs have scored a couple of late runs to take a 6-4 lead in Detroit. They've moved into the bottom of the ninth in that rubber match. Chicago trying to win the series. And for the moment, move within 3 games of the Brewers. Pitch to Tyrone. Good curveball. That was a knee buckler in for strike one. Taylor doubled and struck out against Kenta Maeda. The 0-1 pitch. High drive, deep left, way back. This is on its way. This is way gone. We're tied. Tyrone Taylor. 6-6.
score in the seventh inning. It left no doubt off the bat of Red Hot Taylor. Number five on the year, but for Tyrone Taylor, he is perhaps the hottest guy going in that hot Brewers lineup. And he connected in a big way here off the left-hander Thielbar. .409 estimated feet. Here's Yelich with one out. Fly ball hit to center field, backing up Michael A. Taylor, but he's got a play. Settles in front of the warning track, and Taylor reaches over the shoulder. He makes the catch.
That Taylor swing gave new meaning to the Miller Lite landing, because it landed in the Miller Lite landing.
The landing was more like a target for Tyrone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tyrone Taylor, two more extra base hits today. And in a six-game hitting streak, he's batting over .500. Two out, bases empty in a 6-6 game. Here's William Contreras. Thielbar's pitch. Curveball. Knee-buckling strike one. That's a big, slow bender. Well, there have been three homers for each side in this game. And the Brewers have the last couple of them. A one. Tried to check on a high pitch. He did. Appeal to C.B. Buckner at first. Ball one, he says. Contreras hit the first of the Milwaukee homers back in the third. 1-1. Took it in there for a strike. Right down the middle from Caleb Thielbar. Yoel Piamps for the Brewers getting loose in the bullpen. And the game will be at least tied. Here it comes, 1-2. Curve bounces in, taken by Contreras. William would like to connect on his second of the day and give Milwaukee back the lead. Nice to see the offense come back and get Corbin Burns off the hook. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back over the screen. Contreras took a big rip.
Next door in the writer's press box.
Look out to the scribes. Two out, bases empty. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball off the plate. It was away and taken by Contreras. So the count is full. He had all that frustration for Corbin Burns' last start in L.A. when the offense got him zero. Today, they helped bail him out when he didn't have his best stuff. 3-2 coming. Inside and low. Ball four on a fastball. Contreras is aboard for the third time today, and the go-ahead runners at first. Carlos Santana to the plate. He's going to bat right-handed for the first time. The switch hitter up there started the rally last inning against Pagan with a single.
Josh, the Tigers have two on in the bottom of the ninth with runners at second and third now, but two outs.
We'll keep you posted. First pitch. Outside, a curveball taken by Carlos Santana. Again, that's a 6-4 Chicago Cubs lead in Detroit. Here it is, 6-6. Thielbar set at the belt. The 1-0. Curve again. And it dropped low. 2-0. And you got red-hot Willie Adames waiting in the on-deck circle, licking his chops. Contreras, a very short lead at first. The 2-0. Outside. 3-0. Fastball not close. You had the ortho ASAP walk of Contreras. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. 3-0 count. Here it comes. He took it. It's a strike. And, of course, with the home run by Tyrone Taylor earlier in the inning, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, they're busy. They donated $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Still a hitter's count. 3-1 on Santana. Dielbar brings it home. Line drive towards short over the leaping shortstop. Correa couldn't get a glove on it. It's a base hit in the left. Stopping at second is Contreras. Luplo threw it in, and it's two on, two out for Willie. There is no activity in that Twins bullpen, and this would appear to be a pretty good matchup for Adamas. Before he hits, Pete Mackey, the Twins pitching coach, pops out of the dugout to come visit Caleb Thielbar. What a ball game. Along with Lane Grindle, I'm Josh Maurer. Bob will be back on Friday. Thank you for being with us. As the Brewers try to complete a two-game sweep of the Twins, it would be their second consecutive series sweep. And looking for a fifth consecutive win. Brewers have been coming back all afternoon. They trailed 1-0, then took the lead. They then trailed 3-2. They tied it. Then the Twins went ahead 6-3. With four unanswered runs, the Brewers have come back with three straights. And here we are in the bottom of the seventh inning, tied up at six. Pitching coach back to the dugout. And it's Adamas versus Thielbar. First pitch, curveball, beaten on the ground, foul.
Cubs have held on for a 6-4 victory over Detroit, but Shohei Ohtani has homered in Anaheim to take a 2-0 lead over the Reds in the bottom of the first.
So the Cubs at the moment, three games behind the Brewers in the Central. Two on, two out. The 0-1. Adamas took the curveball, called a strike. Very, very generously. Close to the outside corner, close to the knees. And I would tell you, it actually was at neither of those. Willie uses his timeout as he's in an 0-2 hole. It has been a pitcher-friendly strike zone all day from Chris Siegel. 0-2. And now Adamas climbs back into the box. Thielbar stretches and throws. Curve again, and that's called a ball. It was actually maybe a better pitch than the previous one.
Agreed.
Well, you got to have some gumption then to take it, which Willie did. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, and he struck him out. That'll retire the side. First punch out for Caleb Thielbar. So the inning is over. The Brewers strand a pair, but Tyrone Taylor connects on a massive home run. And as we head into the eighth inning, we're all tied up. 6-6 at American Family Field on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the UPS store, you can ship it all. We're your bulky sports equipment shipping store. Your heavy luggage shipping store. Your fancy art shipping store. We're even your I can't believe it's already time for back to school shipping store. So visit your neighborhood We Ship It All store for dependable UPS shipping with easy to use tracking and competitive rates. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles. This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, name that Lightning Googles.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct. You named that Lightning Googles. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lightning Googles. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Google Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Every Sunday, active duty military veterans and and first responders can score half-price Brewers tickets for Military Sundays, including this coming Sunday against the Padres. Take advantage of the deal at brewers.com/promotions. Yoel Piams comes in a tie game. Brewers, three unanswered runs, and as we hit the eighth inning, 6-6. What a day at American Family Field. To call it for you and introduce you to Mr. Piams, here comes Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. 56th appearance of the year for Piams, a 1.88 ERA, 4-3 record. And he's going to get the heart of this order. Correa, Lewis, and Kepler scheduled to hit against him in the top of the eighth. 6-6 ball game. Boy, it's been an offensive day at American Family Field. With this warm weather, the ball is just jumping out of here today. It's been a launching pad. The first pitch to Correa is a sinker in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Piams tossed a scoreless eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts on Saturday against the Rangers down in Texas, his last outing. A one pitch is a little bit low with that sinker, and it's 1-1. Before that, he pitched in L.A. once and pitched in Chicago in that White Sox series as well. 1-1 is down and away with the slider. No chase from Correa that time, and it's two balls and a strike. Correa 1-for-2. Sack fly back in the first, a single left center in the third, and then he struck out looking in the fifth. Griffin Jax is getting loose in the Twins bullpen. 2-1 pitch. Popped him up. Foul territory. Santana giving it a look. He's near the dugout. He reaches into the dugout. Makes the catch. Oh, Carlos Santana found the railing. And once he did, it really wasn't all that difficult. Did a good job finding the railing first. A little lean. Garrett Mitchell was sitting on the bench right there. He ducked out of the way. Quentin Berry coaching him as he did. Giving Santana the room to make that catch for the first out. Here in the top of the eighth. Here's Royce Lewis. First pitch, a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lewis with a two-run home run back in the third. He's 1-for-3 today. Five home runs now on the season for Royce Lewis. Piams pitch, and that nails. Ooh, missed outside with a fastball. One ball and one strike. Just a little bit outside on that pitch from Piams. Here's the 1-1 to Lewis. Slider hung up there a little bit. Hit in the air to right. Playable, though, for Canna. Tracking it to his left. Still to his left. He's there. Makes the catch. And there's two down. Two big outs for Piams. Looking for a third big out to get out of the inning. Max Kepler, the left-handed hitter, is now the batter. Well, it's Shandy season. Today is definitely a cold Shandy kind of day. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing white spirit, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. That is on the agenda postgame. Pitch to Kepler, misses low, and it's 1-0. Kepler 1-for-3 today, singled back in the first inning. Piams looking for a 1-2-3 eighth in a 6-6 ball game. 1-0 pitch is through there for a strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Brewers were swept in Minneapolis back in June in a two-game set, trying to repay the favor against these Twins here in Milwaukee. 1-1. Solidly hit out to center. Going back on it is Taylor. Gets spun around. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Kepler cruising into second with a two-out double. Didn't think that was getting out off the bat. Taylor got turned around a little bit, just had some difficulty finding the baseball, and I think it carried a little bit more than he thought as well. I think had he just stayed the original way he was positioned and got back on the ball, he might have been able to get back there and make the catch, but instead, it's a two-out double for Kepler. Now here's Ryan Jeffers, who is 1-for-3 today with a double, and Piams with a little bit of trouble to work around here now with two outs and Caratini coming out to talk to his right-hander. It's been a tough day for outfielders to judge some of these balls hit back to the track because off the bat, I think for many of them, it looks like a fairly routine fly ball, and the next thing you know, it's taken off on you a little bit. So the visit to the mound between Caratini and Pyomps is over. Jeffers, the right-handed hitter, is in there. Pyomps' pitch is right through there with a strike on a two-seam fastball at 97. That's 0-1. Pyomps looking into Caratini. And the 0-1 pitch. Slider swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 0-2. And Pyomps has a lot of bite on that slider again today. Maybe the worst slider he threw was the one that Lewis hit to right that Canna made the catch on the routine fly ball. But most of these sliders have had that Yoel Pyomps bite to them that we've been used to seeing all summer long. That last slider was a nasty one that Jeffers was able to foul back. Nothing in two on Jeffers here. Kepler gets his lead from second base. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. Came after him with a fastball at 97. On the outside edge, and Jeffers able to stay alive. A 2 pitch. Missed down and away with a slider. Good 0-2 slider down and away, but Jeffers didn't go after it. Brewers will have Canna, Monasterio, and Terang scheduled to hit in the bottom of the eighth inning against what is presumably going to be Griffin Jacks. One-two delivery. Swing and a miss. Hayes struck him out. Slider down and away. Pyomps pounds his chest as he stomps off the mound. And hangs a zero here in the top of the eighth. We are tied at six as we go to the bottom of eight on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got six flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
It is a 6-6 ball game as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at American Family Field. And a new pitcher on for the Twins is right-hander Griffin Jacks, who debuted back in 21, 32 years of age. I should correct myself there. 28 years of age for Griffin Jacks. Internet just a little bit slow, and it was still on the Emilio Pagan page that I had pulled up, even though I had punched send on Griffin Jacks. So 28 years of age for the right-hander. Boy, we depend on technology way too much sometimes. As I told you, this part was right. He debuted in 21 at the age of 26. 56th appearance of this year with a 3.51 ERA. He's got Mark Canna in the box against him here to lead off the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is a bit high with a fastball at 96, and it's 1-0. Brewers trying to stay 3.5 games clear of the Cubs if they can win this game here today. 1-0 pitch, and Canna, fly ball out to left field. This is playable, though. Luplo coming in and makes the catch. That pitch just got in on Canna a little bit and jammed him, and there's one away. And here's Andrew Monasterio as Devin Williams starting to play catch in the Brewers bullpen. Monasterio had a big swing in this game. At the time, it gave the Brewers a 2-1 lead back in the first inning with a two-run single. He is 1-for-3 this afternoon. And the pitch, chopper towards short, charging it as Correa gets it on a short hop, throws to first in time, and Monasterio is retired. There's two away. And that'll get Terang to the plate. Well, summertime is sausage time, and that's why it's my favorite time of the year. Real full of Usinger brats and a freezer full of Cedar Crest ice cream. That is a combo right there. Make it the custard if you want to get really crazy. I love the Cedar Crest custard. It does not get much better than that. Wisconsin's finest. So here's Terang, who's 0-for-3. 2 outs and nobody on here, bottom of the eighth. And the pitch is high with a fastball at 97, and it's 1-0. 6-6 ball game. The Twins have outhit the Brewers 9-8 so far. And the 1-0 to Terang. Swing and a miss at a nasty changeup from Jax. And it's 1-1. Terang came into today hitting .288 in the month of August. That is over the course of 18 games. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 on Terang. One of the things that's very noticeable about Terang in August has been his pitch selection and his ability to work the count. He's worked 7 walks in August. In the 84 games prior to August that he played in, he walked just 20 times. There's a big difference in plate discipline from Bryce. 1-2 pitch. Chopper out in front of home plate. This could be a tough play. Jeffers fields it, throws, one hop, not in time. The speedy Terang with an infield single. And the Brewers trying to get a two-out rally started here in the bottom of the eighth. Boy, Jax was off the mound to field it. They might have been better served if Jax tries to pick that up, but Jeffers called him off. And when he threw it, he almost fell down in the process, so he one-hopped it over to first. He was on his knees by the time he got rid of it. And Bryce Terang has himself a knock, and that'll get Caratini to the plate. Can Caratini be the hero this afternoon? 0-for-3 today, and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for strike one, and it's 0-1 on Victor. The red-hot Tyrone Taylor standing in the on-deck circle. Terang getting the lead at first, now a throw over to first. And back in time is Bryce. Terang so good on the base paths. So dangerous. He's got 17 stolen bases this year. A one. Terang, I should say Caratini, rather, swings on it and fouls it out of play, and it's 0-2 on Victor. Quiet in the Twins' bullpen, as we told you. Devin Williams getting loose in the Brewers' pen. What a game this has turned out to be. Back and forth. A lot of offense. There's been three home runs for each team in this game, so 6 total. Both teams with 9 hits. Jax comes set at the belt. And the 0-2 to Caratini is hit the other way down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. Got a breaking ball away, and he got the bat to it and fouled it off. Jax looks in. Now a toss to first, and back in time is Terang. And now both disengagements have been used by Griffin Jax. So advantage goes to Terang if he wants to lengthen that lead a little bit. And thinking about starting up towards second. O2 pitch. Down and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. Took a breaking ball, did Caratini. Jax was trying to get that in on the back foot, and Victor didn't offer at it. A hot summer day here in Milwaukee, and the Brewers trying to sweep the Twins out of town. Terang gets a pretty good lead at first. There he goes, the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. Terang had a good jump against Jax, but he has to go back to first base now. That was an elevated fastball at 97. And Caratini went after it. Caratini, over his 2 years at the Brewers, has done a nice job in late inning situations. Here's the 1-2. And he chopped that one foul back behind home plate. And Caratini doing a good job of battling and staying in the fight right now in this at bat.
It's got to be a tough day for the catchers on either side to also have to bat. Been wearing that equipment on about a 100-degree afternoon for almost 3 hours now. Then you got to come up there and hit in a big spot. Very difficult.
And now Ryan Jeffers is going to come out and get a new wristband on, it looks like. Trainer coming out. And they're going to work on him for a second. Actually, you're going to get some new eye drops.
I would imagine he got some sweat in the eyes.
Sweat probably got in his eyes, right? That's almost certainly what had to happen. And so his vision a little bit impaired. Now they're going to clean his eyes out a little bit after the eye drops in there. And Jeffers seems to be okay and ready to resume. One ball and two strikes on Caratini here. Bottom of the eighth inning, two outs. And Bryce Terang at first base. Griffin Jacks on the mound, looks in. Set at the belt. The 1-2. Little stoinker into shallow right field. Everybody coming in and making a nice sliding catch is Kepler in right. Well, I'm not sure how he got to that. Just a little bloop into right field. If he doesn't make that catch, the Brewers maybe take the lead. But Kepler goes into a slide and made a basket catch right before it hit the ground and took a hit away from Victor Caratini. We're tied at six as we head to the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Hall of Famer Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What's the most lopsided trade ever, Bob?
Well, Brock for Broglio comes to mind, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi, too.
It didn't work out too well for the Mets.
No, it didn't.
What's the best trade you were a part of?
Well, that's easy. Usinger's.
What?
Usinger's, man. I traded cleats for meats. I'm a Hall of Fame sausage seller.
That's pretty good.
Living high on the hog, get it?
Look for Usinger's fine products, including Mr. Baseball Brats, at your local Sendix.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Here in Milwaukee and tied at six between the Brewers and the Twins. A couple of first place clubs Brewers in the NL Central, Twins in the AL Central. Devin Williams is on for his 51st appearance of the year. 7-3 with a 1.52 ERA. Joey Weimer enters the game in center field. Tyrone Taylor moves from center to right. And Mark Canna has exited this ballgame. It'll be Jorge Polanco to pinch hit for Kyle Farmer to start up this top of the ninth inning. Polanco got the day off, at least from the starting lineup. But he is going to pinch hit to start up the ninth against Devin Williams. Devin's first pitch misses outside. And it's 1-0. Polanco hitting .244 on the year with 8 home runs and 29 driven in. .10 pitch, missed low with a changeup, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Yoan Duran is getting loose in the Twins bullpen, their nasty closer. Williams looks in. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Polanco, and he missed up and in. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Polanco has faced Williams 4 times. He's 1-for-4, a couple of strikeouts against him. And he's got the advantage right now at 3 balls and no strikes, a 3-0 pitch, and he missed high, and he walked him. So Polanco works the walk to lead things off in the ninth. And now Jordan Luplo will stroll to the plate. Instead of Luplo, it's going to be Matt Wallner to pinch hit for Luplo. So Rocco Baldelli is going to the bench here. And Chris Hook is going to take this opportunity to come out and chat about the pinch hitter with Devin Williams. Well, we're looking for our Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. And there isn't a difference-making moment of the game yet. There's a big moment of the game, the Tyrone Taylor home run in the 7th inning to tie this game. But that made there be no difference in this game because it tied it at 6. That's brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. Whoever blinks next probably is going to be on the wrong side of the Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. So the visit between Chris Hook and Devin Williams is over. And now home plate umpire Chris Siegel's out there chatting with Devin and Victor Caratini, and everything seems to check out fine as Wallner gets to the plate. Devin trying to get this game to the bottom of the ninth, still tied at 6. He's got a little work to do in order to do it. Pitched on Sunday against the Rangers and got his 30th save of the year in that outing. Just a third of an inning for him. First pitch to Wallner. He is high with a fastball. It's 1-0. He is really struggling throwing strikes right now. It's been 5 straight out of the zone for Devin so far. Williams comes set at the chest, and a 1-0 pitch. And that changeup's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Remember, Devin blew a save against the Twins on a Tuesday night in June in Minneapolis. Carlos Correa launched a home run, among other things, in that inning. 1-1. Line down the right field line, but foul, and it's 1-2 on Wallner. He got out in front of a changeup. That was really the first tough outing of the year for Devin, where he didn't have his best stuff on that night, and that happens to even the best relievers in baseball. And everybody knows that Devin Williams is among the elite. He's got Wallner behind, 1-2 here. Williams pitch, and it ran in and it hit him. Did he offer at it? He did not. And Wallner's hit by the pitch, and he's going to be awarded first base. And now first and second for the Twins, and a little bit of a mess here for Devin Williams. Craig Counsell's going to hold it up and make sure it didn't hit the bat. It did not. So the Brewers will not challenge. And now Rocco Baldelli is going to come out and just check on Wallner here. Looked like a fastball that he was trying to get in, and it got him on the hand and not the knob of the bat. And so now a walk and a hit batter. That's the bad news. the good news is Devin Williams is a guy that gets a lot of swing and miss. So even with traffic on the base paths, he has a chance to get some strikeouts and get himself out of an inning. As Rocco Baldelli still checking on Wallner. Wallner's saying that he's okay. And now Baldelli, along with the trainer, on their way back into that Twins dugout finally. So first and second, and nobody out. Michael A. Taylor's the batter for Minnesota. Tied at six here. And Williams will try to prove to be an escape artist here at American Family Field. It's a situation he's been in plenty of times before and found his way out of it plenty of times before as well. Taylor, one for three today. A home run, two driven in. Grounded out to third, back in the seventh in his last at-bat. Squaring to bunt, and he bunted through it for a strike. It's 0-1. Corners playing in, anticipating a bunt from the number nine hitter and the speedy Michael A. Taylor. Tried to bunt a changeup. I can't imagine that's the easiest thing in the world against Devin Williams' changeup. All the movement on that pitch, even if it is only coming in at 81, 82 miles an hour. A one pitch, going to bunt again, pulls the bat back this time. Nope, he offered at it again, says Chris Siegel, and he's behind 0-2. I think that was a strike, according to Chris Siegel's strike zone anyway. Might have been a touch low, but that's been a strike for most of the day today. Twins dugout not very happy, but Williams can pitch for a strikeout here, and oh, how big would that be in this top of the ninth inning as he tries to navigate his way through it. Williams looks back at second. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The airbender from Williams, and a huge, huge strikeout for Devin. His first ortho ASAP strikeout of this outing. And boy, that changeup was dancing on that pitch. One away, and now a ground ball could get you out of the inning. As Edward Julian on the top of this Twins lineup comes to the plate. Julian 1-for-4 today. He has struck out in each of his last two at-bats. Devin kicks and delivers, and the changeup hit in the air to left. Tracking it is Yelich. Back, carrying to the edge of the warning track. He's there to make the catch for the second out. Never felt like that one was in danger. But even that ball carried further than you thought off the bat. It got a couple of steps in front of the warning track before Yelich was back there to collect it. And there's two down now for Donovan Solano. What a lift it would be for this Brewers offense if Williams can wiggle out of trouble here in the ninth. And how deflating might it be for the Twins, even though they've got Duran getting loose in their bullpen. Solano taking his time getting into the box here. Polanco's at second, Wallner's at first, two outs. Solano 1-for-4 today. Williams kicks, brings home the pitch and the changeup in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Craig Counsell talks about it all the time with Devin Williams. Traffic or no traffic, he does such a great job of slowing the game down in these late inning situations. Even with a pitch clock, 0-1. Ground ball foul at the third baseline, and he's got Solano behind. No balls and two strikes. 38,164 here today at American Family Field, and you're going to hear them get really loud if Williams can get out of this inning. Most of the fans starting to get to their feet, putting their hands together for this moment here in the top of the ninth inning. Caratini out in front of home plate, rolls through the signs to his defense. Nothing and two on the right-handed hitting Donovan Solano. Williams looks back at second, And the 0-2 pitch. And he just missed low with a changeup. Boy, that was a dandy of a changeup. Dropped in there by Devin. Solano is 1-for-1 against Williams. Lifetime.